Now I am peace. Now I am peace. All of us can be peace at any time we want. We can leave behind all the busyness of life and be peace. And what happens when we are peace? When we are peace, we are looking at ourselves and we are seeing ourselves fulfilled. We are seeing ourselves revealed. We are seeing ourselves in the delight of all of life. Now I am peace. We can all say, tomorrow I'll be more relaxed, or yesterday, oh, I remember a time when I was so blissful, I was so wonderful. Those are no good. Yes, they were wonderful to remember, wonderful to hope for, but now is the time that each one of us is living. Now is the time that each one of us is experiencing what we are experiencing. And are we experiencing joy and peace and harmony? Are we experiencing love? Are we experiencing happiness? Are we experiencing all of the good that we want? We can, you know. We can by just saying, now I am peace. Now I am peace. When I say now I am peace, it shuts out all past thinking and future thinking, and it keeps me thinking in this moment now, recognizing in this moment now who and what I am and how wonderful life is, because that's truly what it is. Life is wonderful. Life is grand and life is good. This morning I took an apple and I cut it in several slices, and I kept half the apple for me and I trimmed it nicely, and then I took the other half of the apple and cut it into little pieces for Ruby. And then I went out the door, and Ruby was ready for her apples. And so I gave her a piece at a time, and she chewed it and ate it well. And then she chewed it and ate it well. She was peaceful. She was peaceful now. She was gentle now. She wasn't in a hurry. She just ate it with great gusto and great enjoyment, and it was now. And so I come out to the bench, and the first point of the stop on my walk around the property here, and I sit on the bench high up in the hill, up on the mountainside. And as I sit here, Ruby sits down in front of me and surveys everything that's going on, and then she lays down in front of me, and she keeps her head alert and watching. She is peace now. She is living in the now. She is living in this wonderful attitude of peacefulness now. When I'm ready to get up, she gets up, and we both continue our walk. We are not in a rush. We just lovingly walk around the entire 100 acres here every morning, and we have a great time. Anita loves to take Ruby out for a walk every evening before bed, and they, too, walk around virtually the entire property and just have a wonderful walk and a wonderful talk. And Ruby loves to be in the dark with Anita, and the two of them stay close together because they like to know that each one is there now. They have no fear. There's nothing that could bother them because they're living in the now, and they're living surrounded by their peaceful thoughts, surrounded by their loving thoughts, surrounded by their joyful thoughts, surrounded by the goodness that they know they are. And so, as the day goes on, Ruby is filled with peace and filled with love. She can lie down and sleep, as most dogs can, and be contented. And then, the moment we stir and get up, oh boy, we're going to go for a walk. Oh boy, we're going to do this. Everything becomes an oh boy, we're going to do that. When you and I consider each moment of our life, and oh boy, we're going to do this, when we consider each moment of our life as a thrill, as something joyful, wonderful, fantastic, then we are at peace. Then we are peaceful. Then we are filled with joy, and we're living in the now. We're living in this moment where all things are being fulfilled in their ideal way. We can be very specific about this. We can plan ourselves to have peaceful moments as often as we like. We can plan ourselves to be living in balance, in harmony, in joy. And when we live in balance, every organ, action, and function of our body functions perfectly. We have no aches and pains because they don't belong to a balanced body. They don't belong to a balanced mind. They don't belong to a mind that's living in the now. And the moment anything comes to your attention that's not balanced, you immediately say, "All is in divine order. I'm whole and perfect." You immediately say, "I am balanced. I am peace." You immediately say, "Now my body is a reflection of my perfect thoughts, my balanced thoughts, my ideal thoughts, my happy thoughts." And as you say that to yourself, you live that. Oh, Ruby steps on a thorn now and then and does something, and she'll stop right then, and she'll pull it out with her teeth. And if she can't, then she'll limp, and so I will recognize that she has something in her foot, and I will go over to her, and she will hold her foot up for me, and she will let me take the thorn out of her foot without one little whimper, without one little thought, because she's living in the now, in the wholeness of the now, with a non-thorn paw. She is happy as can be, and she is delighted as can be. You and I are the same way. When we get a sliver in our finger, we can't do anything else except to get it out. Now, there's lots of ways to get it out. We can put an ointment on it, and the sliver will just slide right out by itself. We can take a knife and slit the skin and take the sliver out, and then it'll be out, and then it takes a little while for that to heal. And we can go through all these machinations, all these experiences, if we wish. And we can experience, at the end of it, peace, balance, happiness, harmony. And I say to me, Herb, why not experience balance, peace, harmony, and joy right now? Why not experience this right now in every way in your life? And if anything comes to your attention that says, this is imperfect or this is not the way I like it to be, then say, I am the way I like it to be. I am balanced. I am harmonious. I am happy. Now, they say about young people that young people are happy all the time, they're healthy all the time, they're doing everything right all the time. Well, people of any age can be that way. People of any age can be happy and wealthy and healthy all the time if they wish. But it depends on where their concentration is. And where is your concentration? Where is your thought? Where is your idea for yourself? Where is your dream for yourself? Are you thinking at all times you're living in the now? Are you thinking at all times you are in balance? You are harmonious? Are you thinking at all times that all is in divine order right now? Are you thinking that at all times? Well, if you are, you can be sure you are in divine order. You are in balance. You are living who you really are right now and always. Now, it's our choice to have whatever we want. It's our choice to be whatever we want. It's our choice to know whatever we want. And if we enjoy being sorry for ourselves with a sliver, then we'll have lots of slivers to be sorry for. If we enjoy our wholeness, our perfection, our divinity, then we will live in that wholeness, perfection, and divinity all of the time. Because that is our reality. That is who we are. And that is all that we are. And we will know nothing else in our life save the wholeness, the perfection, the joy, the harmony, peace. We'll be like Ruby. She'll just patiently wait for each moment. She loves to be with her master. She loves to be walking. She loves to be cared for. She loves to be loved. And in return, she loves, and as she loves, it returns to her 100-fold. Today, make sure you love, and love 100-fold. Love before you're ever loved. And you will find that the love that comes back to you is love that you never dreamed about, you never knew about, you never thought about. But it is your ideal perfect love, the absolute love of all, the unconditional love of all. Just like my love for you, I say, I love you, I love you, I love you, unconditionally, at all times, I love you. Have a wonderful day.